大家好，欢迎再次收听趣味青春英语。Youth English is here again, and you're with Rose and Brian. Since we talked about the ocean, why don't we, you know, talk about another animal in the ocean?
Yeah, so first we talked about one of our old shows, whales, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those are mammals.
Yep.
And this time we're going to talk about sharks. And sharks are not mammals, they are fish.
They are fish.
They don't come to the surface for air,
like
whales, killer whales, dolphins, because they're fish. They're like any other fish. They have gills, which are the small parts of the side of their body.
You know the Chinese word for that?
What?
Sight.
That's so easy.
It is.
Sight.
Gills. Sight. So, today we're going to talk about sharks. 今天我们聊一聊鲨鱼。上次呢，我们聊了鲸鱼，大家都知道了，鲸鱼是哺乳动物，所以呢，它们必须要到水面上来呼吸空气。但是鲨鱼并不是，因为它们有鳃啊，它们是在水中呼吸的。But of course, they have other traits that prove they're not mammals but fish.
Right, exactly. So, of course, they have sai, right?
Perfect.
And so that's one, of course, it's one fact. They're fish, they're not mammals.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is they are survivors, which this means that there's evidence, of course, that they have been on Earth for guess how long. Can you guess, Brian?
Well, they must have been there for at least millions of years.
How do you know this?
Because I think sharks came...although after the dinosaurs, but not much later.
Actually, they were here before dinosaurs.
Were they?
Yeah, they've been here for 420 million years.
Wow, that's
this means
long,
they are older
long,
than dinosaurs.
Long time. You know, when you say 400 million in English, it doesn't seem to be that long because it's still
so
in the millions. But when you say it in Chinese, that means a long, long time.四亿年前，鲨鱼就已经出现在地球上了。
Yeah, well, how old is China? I know China's pretty
old. How old is China?
I know, I just mean like China has a long, long history.
You know, to be honest, I don't know exactly how long, but thousands of years? Yeah, that will be it.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine when sharks came, you know, yeah, they came with the dinosaurs, or even before the dinosaurs.
Yeah, dinosaurs were
really here. Oh, yeah, of course, because I know that sharks lived with the dinosaurs.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So that was a long
time. So you can basically call a shark a dinosaur.
If you want to.
If you really want to. All right, let's go to the next one. So the next one is a little bit, I'm going to say a word that you may sound a little sophisticated.
All right.
Sharks have cartilaginous skin.
Oh, wow.
Which cartilaginous...
That's very sophisticated. Explain to us.
Cartilage.
Mm-hmm.
You know cartilage.
I don't.
You don't know what cartilage is?
No.
Wow, Brian!
You got me there. Congratulations.
Okay, so cartilage is actually that soft tissue in your body. So, you know your nose?
Mm-hmm.
Your nose right here is made of bone.
Mm-hmm.
Right here is cartilage. The bendy part. The part that can bend. Yes. The part that can bend is called cartilage.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So sharks, their entire bodies are made of cartilage.
Surprising.
Yeah, they have no heavy bones like we do, vertebrates. Instead, they just have skeletons that are made of cartilage.
They literally don't have bones.
Nope, they have no bones.
Wow.
It's considered, I mean, some people say it's considered a bone, but it's not. It's actually just a really tough cartilage. They give, which of course makes them really fast underwater, right? So.
And you're sure about this?
Hello. I know somebody who used to be a shark. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so
fair enough.
Yeah.
还真不知道，原来鲨鱼全身都是由软骨组成的，没有硬的骨头吗？New to me?
Yes. Yeah, really?
You know, that's a surprising factor that there is something new to me.
Oh, yeah, Brian, because you know everything. So you didn't realize that sharks, their bodies are made of cartilage. Oh, wow, yeah. So you don't have to worry about picking them out of your, you know, teeth or chewing a bone if you're getting
No, you don't. But you would be more worried about them picking your bones out.
Oh, my God, don't say that. That's true. But do they eat shark anywhere in China?
Do they eat sharks?
Yeah, because I know that in a lot of countries, especially tropical ones, they eat the fin. They have, like, shark fin soup, and they do. Actually, I was in Belize right before I moved to China, and they caught baby sharks and fried them for us, and it was good. It was really, really, really soft. I know it sounds really bad, but sorry. But it was really soft. Yeah.
Mm. You know, I can certainly say that they used to not eat sharks, but have shark fin soups here.
Mm-hmm.
Anymore, I'm not sure. Probably still, but at a much smaller scale.
Oh.
Because of the protecting sharks and pains.
Oh, I see.
So they're educating people, you know, it's not a good thing to eat shark fin soups because they'll have to kill those sharks for that.
Wow.
And sharks are not like dangerous animals to us. We need them to keep the balance in the ocean.
Well,
things like that.
I was just going to say, why do we need sharks? Go ahead and eat shark fin soup. No problem. But
that's a problem. You know, you might ask the same question for last show. You know, why didn't we need whales?
That's true.
We can just get them for their meat and their oil.
But they're so sweet.
Yeah, and they're all vital parts of the food chain in the ocean.
Wow.
Which makes them a vital chain for the vital part of the chain for the entire planet.
You mean, what are they, on the very bottom of the food chain or what?
No, they're actually on the top of the food chain.
Blue whales?
Not the blue whales, I think, but yeah, sharks.
Sharks, oh yeah.
Yeah, they're on the top of the food chain. So are whales.
Yeah.
But the thing is that if we miss those parts, those things that they use to eat will grow without sort of managers.
Right. Yes, this is why I think most animals, even something as small as ants, they still have a part on this, a role on this earth.
Absolutely.
And every single living thing does, which is so weird, right? Because it comes down to people and their purpose.
Yeah, man, but maybe you can't imagine that. Without all those animals, we humans will die. We will.
Not without sharks.
Well, without anything, actually. Maybe, you know, they don't seem that important, but they are. 所有的生物,从大到小,大到我们说的鲸鱼、鲨鱼,小到我们整个地球上生命循环当中非常重要的一部分,任何一个物种的急剧减少,甚至灭绝,都会给我们带来无法挽回的损失,甚至是灾难。 So keep that in mind. Next time, if someone asks you to have a bowl of shark fin soup,
say yes, please.
Say no. Be serious. We're an educating show.
Okay, fine. Say no.
Say no, please. All right.
Okay.
Stop laughing.
All right. So the next fact. Can
about
you guess?
Sharks?
Yes. Can tell me something. Okay. So the next fact is about their teeth. Tell me something about their teeth that you might know.
I know that they have, the biggest sharks might have hundreds of very sharp and huge teeth.
Not hundreds.
Or thousands?
Thousands.
Okay, yeah. Well, and the biggest factor about their teeth is that their teeth can be replaced once they fall off for multiple times throughout their life.
Exactly. That's exactly what this says. Very good.
Yeah. You know, that's very convenient. Think about it.
It is very convenient. I wish that if we lost a tooth, you know, we got ours
we only have like two sets of tooth throughout our lives.
That's insane.
But they have countless. You know, once their tooth is ripped off or, you know,
they bite something and they lose their tooth, like kind of like biting into an apple.
And they're replaced by new ones.
Or biting into a person. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
Or a seal.
Or a seal, they lose their teeth.
鲨鱼的牙齿有一个最大的秘密就是什么呢? 他们的牙齿如果因为任何的原因, 比如说在, 吃东西的时候, 牙掉了, 掉的牙马上会被新牙所替代, 而且永远如此。 他们一生之中只要牙掉了就会长新牙, 好方便啊, 不是吗? 如果我们人的牙, 也是, 假如掉了, 我们都知道小时候会换牙嘛, 但是长大了以后长出了恒牙, 这个牙如果再掉了就没有办法了, 我们要是也能长新牙多好。 So maybe scientists will one day, I don't know, manipulate like shark teeth technologies on humans so we can have new teeth once they fall off?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, because that's something you're born with. It's something in your DNA.
Who knows? They're changing your DNA now.
Oh, my God. I do not want anybody changing my DNA. You know what's going to happen? They try to change people's DNA so they can grow extra teeth, and they also grow, like, extra arms and, like, feet and legs and, like, four eyes. So
yeah,
no,
we'll
thank
stop
you.
There.
So, no, thank you. But, yes, you're right about the teeth. They once they do fall out, new teeth grow to replace them. And it, sharks can grow more than 30,000 teeth in a lifetime.
30,000 teeth.
30,000. And do you want to know something else?
About their teeth?
And their jaws.
Oh, and their jaws.
Yes, they have the most powerful jaws and bite than any other creature in the world.
Yeah, they do. Shark bites. 鲨鱼的咬合力啊，我们都说鲨鱼嘴很大，当然其实鲨鱼没有那么可怕，我们一会儿会聊到啊。但是首先说他们的武器，鲨鱼有很尖利的牙齿，而且他们的咬合力非常非常的强。I think their bites are either twice or three times stronger than lions.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Yeah.
And lions have powerful bites.
They have, but sharks have even stronger ones.
Wow, yeah. Can you just imagine the damage they would do if they were here roaming on Earth?
I don't have to imagine. You know, they actually tested it.
Really?
Yeah, they made kind of a robotic shark jaw, and they made it bite through a chunk of pork. It went right through.
You're kidding.
Yeah, so that's how strong their bites are.
You mean like a pig or something?
Not a pig, but a chunk of pork. They wouldn't really, you know, use a live pig.
No, not a live pig, but I mean, of course, where else would you get pork from?
Yeah, well, you know, other than pigs, you can imagine seals or other meat. They can bite it right through, even their bones.
Oh, wow. Even their bones.
Even their bones.
Wow.
Humans, too.
Okay, thanks. I don't want to have nightmares.
Yeah, but you know, we'll explain later why sharks are not that dangerous as people might have thought.
Oh, they are.
Like they seem to be.
If you're in the ocean, they're dangerous.
No, they're not. As long as you do the right thing.
That is play dead?
Not play dead, but to...
Don't kick your feet?
I'll get to that later.
Okay. All right, so let's go to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, there's a shark size for every taste. What that means is that sharks come in many, many, many sizes.
They do.
Not every shark will, you know, attack you. Every shark can, bite through you. But, you know, of course, the great white sharks and the bigger sharks, they can.
Mm.
But the smallest shark is called the dwarf lantern shark.
What a cute name.
Yes.
Dwarf lantern.
I know, dwarf lantern. Kind of like the little... Okay, anyways.
Little lantern.
Yeah. And they are 8 inches long. That's like this big. That's not even a shark. I call that like a tiny little fishy.
You can pet them at home if you want to. No,
yeah,
you can't.
No. And do you know which one is the largest shark?
I think great white is the biggest, no?
No. In fact, I would like to go to the Philippines to swim with this shark because they're actually really gentle.
Whale shark?
Yes. They are the largest, and they're about 35 feet in length.
Yeah, you know, I was never sure whether whale sharks is a shark or is a whale. So it's a shark.
Yeah. It's a shark. But, you know, exactly, it's a whale shark. How do you say that? But I think it's because it has whale tendencies. What I mean by that is it doesn't really have teeth. I
don't know. They're such mystical creatures.
They are. They're so mystical. And maybe it's because it's shape or something, but I don't know why it's called a shark, because it doesn't really have teeth, and it's pretty docile. The animal is pretty laid back.
Yeah, you might be able to see a lot of whales and sharks, the humpback great white shark, but this whale shark is one of the most mystical creatures in the ocean that we've ever learned about.
Yeah, they're kind of cool.
It would be very, very, very lucky for you to run across one.
Yeah, a whale shark?
Yeah.
Actually, in the Philippines, I'm going to go swim with one. They have those, haven't you heard?
They do, but
they
are
do
you sure it. you can?
Oh, absolutely.
Meet him?
Yeah. Why?
All right.
Yeah, I have friends that have pictures of them swimming in the ocean with whale sharks.
Oh, relations is everything.
Yeah, they're actually really cheap.
世界上最大的鲨鱼是什么呢？鲸鲨啊，但是听着很可怕。鲸鲨，它们也确实非常的庞大，但是它们却是非常非常温和的一种动物。So that's one proof that we said about sharks. Not all sharks are dangerous. And we also talk about the dwarf lantern sharks.
You're right, which is only
叫什么呢？这个侏儒灯笼鲨，我也不知道学名是什么啊，很小很小很小，几厘米长。当然，这个有一点非常大的差距啊。So from the smallest one to the biggest one,
8 inches to 35 feet.
Yeah, there are all sorts of different sharks. Of course, there are other sharks in different sizes and shapes. Do you know my favorite shark?
Hammerhead.
How did you know?
Really?
They are, yeah.
I was just going to ask you.
Because they're so weird, you know.
Yeah, you know, their eyes are on the side of their heads. Yeah. Like, their eyes are on the side of its head. Mm. And you know why it's called a hammerhead?
Because they look like two hammers. Or one hammer. Either
one
way.
Hammer. But that's so weird. How does a shark like that grow a head that shape? That is so strange.
Yeah, but their heads are for a special purpose.
Well, for what?
I think their heads are able to kind of put up a, I don't know what it is. It's not like a knick-knack field, but they put out like sauna. So this sonar system will allow them to detect their food, which is buried deep in the sea sand.
Yeah, a lot of fish eat like that, though.
Yeah.
Well, actually, maybe they don't eat that's buried deep in the sand, but how would they get it? Like, they have a hammerhead. How do they use their tail?
They hammer it.
Hammer it? Maybe. Hammer, 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 come out of there.
Hammerhead shark. 锤头鲨. 这个鲨鱼的名字在英文中和中文中完全是一样的翻译。 那为什么叫这个名字呢？也非常的显而易见。 大家如果看过这种鲨鱼在电视上， 这个脑袋长得真的就像一个锤子一样啊。 那眼睛长在头这个锤头型的头的两侧， 非常奇怪长相的一种鲨鱼。 But they're pretty friendly. I wouldn't say friendly, but they're harmless to humans.
Yeah, they're harmless, but it's not unknown for a hammerhead to bite or anything like that. So
they probably wouldn't.
They're still dangerous if you're in their territory. I remember going swimming in the...
They're not.
Believe they are.
Me. Because they have such small mouth.
Yes.
And they're actually on the bottom of the bottom side of their body. So they won't really put up and bite you unless you put your finger inside their mouth. Don't do that.
Well, I went swimming in Belize in the Blue Hole, which is in the middle of the ocean, right? Basically free of anything. And one guy said, he was our tour guide, he said he came in encounter with a hammerhead shark, and he got really, really scared because, you know, I mean, you're still in their home, you know? It's not.
He was wrong.
That is not true.
But there are a few types of sharks that can be dangerous.
Like
to
bull sharks, white sharks,
bull sharks,
tiger sharks.
Great white tiger sharks. Basically, these are the three types of sharks that can be most dangerous to humans. And did you know that the most dangerous sharks on our planet, or the type of shark that have the most human bite reports or human casualty reports?
What?
It's not the great white.
What is it?
It's the bull shark.
Really? The bull shark. Wow. Bull shark.
The reason for that is because bull sharks can live both in seawater.
Okay, stop taking my ideas.
don't worry about it, because they only swim in the areas when freshwater meets seawater.
That's exactly right. So that was actually going to be my next fact.
So what? So I was jumping ahead.
Yes, exactly. So
I knew that.
You knew it. You can read my mind. So yes, you're right. So
call me Mr. Mill Know-It-All.
So yes, you're right. You're right about that. They do. They can. They have adaptation capabilities, which, like you said, the bull shark can live in both freshwater and saltwater.
Which is one of a kind.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not many animals can do that.
No. I think maybe a few... except for the bull shark, salmon. Surprisingly.
Really?
Yeah, salmon, they are born in fresh water. Then they swim to the ocean to eat and grow fat, and they will go back to the place they're born to lay eggs.
That is really strange.
Yeah.
And then you eat their eggs and call it caviar.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go on to the next fact, which is that some sharks, not all, have an impressive lifespan. The spiny dogfish shark can live more than 100 years.
Wow.
If you're a shark, wouldn't you get bored swimming around in the ocean for 100 years?
You know, they're not really as sophisticated as humans. You know, they don't think about entertaining themselves every day. All they think about is to eat, to live, and to, reproduce.
Well, you know, the average life is about 20 years, but spiny dogfish shark can live 100 years, but I was going to get to that about the eating. It says that they're not only ruthless eaters. So, there's a lot of testing that shows that they're actually intelligent, which I don't agree with because fish are not smart. But anyways, the scientists say they're very intelligent. They have the ability to use problem-solving skills, which means they're also very curious about elements of their environment, which is strange. Tell me what you mean.
I don't know how intelligent they are, but they're certainly very curious creatures. A lot of divers would find these sharks circling them, not to eat them, but because they're curious about this new creature that's around their living environment, and they would test their camera lenses. They would gently, you know, using, if you like, their nose to rub
poke
the lenses.
Around. Wow.
Or have a curious bite sometimes.
Okay, forget that. They want to be curious about me, then no.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on before we run out of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you know that sharks can actually socialize? So, while the majority of sharks hunt, they have been documented working as a team to move large prey to a safe location for feeding. And I think this also might be whales. No, I mean, whales don't do this, but they do this to whales.
Whales do that too. Orcas.
Yeah. Do what?
They work in teams.
Yeah, they work in teams.
Yeah,
yes.
But I didn't know that about sharks.
Neither did I. Anyways, the next one is that sharks actually sleep. They do so with their eyes open. Yes, they're nocturnal, though.
Yeah, that's the most weird thing about fish. He's sleeping with their eyes open.
Yeah, who sleeps with your eyes open? How do you just blank out or something or black out? Anyways, only one side of their brain sleeps, and the other one... Don't ask me how I do this.
Funny.
Yeah. One side of the brain sleeps so that the other side continues breathing as they sleep.
You know, owls work in the same way.
Really?
You know, have one side of their... and some eagles, too.
Wow.
So when they have one of their eyes open...
Are you serious?
Yeah, that means the opposite side of their brain is still active.
Oh, my God. That is
hysterical.
And then
they open the other eye to let that side to rest, and the other side start to work.
That is the weirdest thing ever. All right, let's continue our shark facts in our next show.
All right. 今天呢，我们有关于鲨鱼就先聊这么多，很多有关于鲨鱼非常有意思的事情。我们也说了，鲨鱼并不是那么可怕，那么危险的一种动物，只要你处理得当，它们应该是不那么容易攻击人类的。Why is that? We'll talk about it in our next show. For now, bye-bye.
Bye.
本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。
接下来您将听到 Reading Time 外语生活读出精彩。
Radio 774，声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
Where you are, I'm gonna stay.
You went down in an airplane, flying into suntan. Got in a cement mixture full of quicksand. Help me, help me, I'm no good at the dark. You got a shark underwater, standing on my collar. I'll return everything I ever bought. Help me, help me, I'm all out of line. And ways to say
电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.